O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Habakkuk 1, verses 1 through 13, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Drive Out the Darkness by Dan Murata, Isaac Wardell, John Swinton, and Paul Zak. Extremely brief phrases trail off as if the singers don't have the strength to continue for longer. Their lament cries out for Christ to come and be the light in a world of hurt and darkness.
Come, oh, come, be a light, drive out the darkness. Come, Jesus, come. Every year under the thorn, every wrong that we have known, every valley will be raised, the ancient ruins will be remade. Come, oh, drive out the darkness. Come, Jesus, come. Every weapon made for war, every gun and every sword will be melted in to be used for gardening. Come, oh, come, be our light, drive out the darkness. Come, Jesus, come.
Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 1 through 13, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet saw. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not hear, or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity, and why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me, strife and contention arise. So the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surround the righteous, So justice goes forth perverted. Look among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that bitter and hasty nation, who march through the breadth of the earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are dreaded and fearsome. Their justice and dignity go forth from themselves. Their horses are swifter than leopards, more fierce than the evening wolves. Their horsemen press proudly on. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle, swift to devour. They all come for violence, all their faces forward. They gather captives like sand. At kings they scoff, and at rulers they laugh. They laugh at every fortress, for they pile up earth and take it. Then they sweep by like the wind and go on. Guilty men whose own might is their God. Are you not from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One? We shall not die. O Lord, you have ordained them as a judgment, and you, O Rock, have established them for reproof. You who are of purer eyes than to see evil and cannot look at wrong, why do you look idly at traitors and remain silent when the wicked swallows up the man more righteous than he? I will take my stand at my watchpost, and I will station myself on the tower and look out to see what he will say to me and what I will answer concerning my complaint. Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him. But the righteous shall live by his faith. Do you ever use the phrase, I can't wait? I feel like it's the sort of thing that people throw out without really thinking about it. We say it when we're excited about or anticipating something. But whenever we utter the phrase, I can't wait, the unfortunate reality is that we're going to have to, and we tend to not enjoy the waiting. I read an article from Mockingbird a while back in which the author boldly declared, waiting of any kind is generally just stupid. We can all agree on this. I don't like waiting. You don't like waiting. Nobody likes to wait. We want what we want, and we want it yesterday. Now, while we may not put it quite so strongly, I think she's right in that no one likes to wait. But whether we like it or not, waiting is a fundamental aspect of the Christian life and a central theme of the passage we just read. In chapter 1 of Habakkuk, the prophet voices not one, but two complaints to God. In the first, he cries out because of the injustice that's being perpetrated by the leaders of Israel. God's people were not acting in the way that they were supposed to, and this frustrates Habakkuk greatly. Habakkuk is a prophet who has been given the burden of God's word. He knows who God is, and he is troubled by the fact that his people are not acting in accordance with God's character. God then informs Habakkuk that he is at work raising up the Babylonians to come in and punish Israel. Well, this leads to Habakkuk's second complaint. The Babylonians were a cruel and arrogant people. They overthrew surrounding nations and dehumanized their inhabitants. Habakkuk doesn't understand how God could use them for his purposes. But Habakkuk declares in chapter 2, verse 1, that he is going to take his stand at the watchtower, and there he will wait for God's response. Well, God goes on to assure Habakkuk that he will execute judgment against the Babylonians too. He will not allow their wickedness to go unchecked. But Habakkuk is going to have to wait. Wait. That is God's instruction to the prophet. And so often that is God's instruction to us as well. He assures us throughout the Bible that he is always up to something, that he is working all things together for good, that he is going to one day set all things right. But in the meantime, we must wait. So what are you waiting on right now? Are there places in your life where you are dying for answers, but they're slow in coming? Are there relationships in which you are longing for resolution, but you don't see that happening anytime soon? Or are you just tired of the uncertainty that surrounds your future? Where is God telling you to wait? In the moments that follow, consider these questions and ask that God would enable you to trust in Him. Trust that He is working in ways that you can't yet see. And pray that by His Spirit, you would have patience. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.